USA Chat, Ritzat, May 26, 2020.
Omnipresent meditation is a meditation that we have to know why we're doing it and what is the purpose of it and how to do it. But whoever been with me for some years, they know how this meditation is effective. So let's go through it and see how it's done. The reason this meditation really appealed to me when it was given to me is because at that time I had extreme amount of devotion to my guru and also to God. And my devotion was so burning, so strong, that I always were looking for something that brings this closeness, because I couldn't get close to Baba, being the distance between, you know, the physical distance, and even when I was in the ashram, it was hard to see him. So that always left me with a feeling of yearning more and more and more. So that was one of those meditations that every time I wanted to calm down, I could do this one. Now, omnipresent in religion, it says that God is omnipresent. In a spirituality, they said all is God, which comes down to the same thing. When we say that God is omnipresent, or we say God is all, is the same thing. So when we start this meditation, if your guru is God for you, you can take that guru as omnipresent. If it's God, make it God. If it's light or truth or the self, whatever gives you that feeling of expansion that is everything. Now, the way this meditation I used to do, and I still do at this even now, is that, again, the first thing we do is we find a time for ourselves that is not hurried, at least 10 minutes in the beginning. And someplace quiet, someplace that we feel like we have no more responsibility, we have 10 minutes. And that usually for people that have a small children like I used to have, is before you go to sleep or in the afternoon when they take a nap or something like that. And we find a silence and we start doing some breathing to settle down, to bring the energy down. And we also tell ourselves, this is our time. This is our time for connection. That's very important, so we don't hurry through it. We sit down with the eyes closed comfortably. Now, from this moment on, you can follow my voice. We let go of anything that we have done that day, the past, the future, the responsibility. We just let it drop with every breath that we take. We take the breath in, slowly out, and we take a second to sink in between each set of breath. Again, we take it in, slowly out, and we find ourselves settling down to a someplace quiet. And we just stay in this quietness for a few seconds, but very alert, very conscious. Is this meditation is to be conscious of the silence, giving the attention, and we feel the silence. Our body begins to relax. We feel an okayness in this silence. Energy wants to rise and mix with the thought. Very gently, again, go back to the silence, the home. Now, in very quietly, inwardly, with our attention still downward, we say, since God is everything, is omnipresent, is everything, everything. And then concentrate on everything, God being everything in infiniteness, unbounded. We don't need to individualize this and that. Just go beyond the beyond with this. Since God is all, is omnipresent, and just relax yourself in this feeling of greatness and unlimitedness of God. And zoom on that sentence. What does it mean? How does it go forever and everything? And then say, then what can I be? Then who am I? God is everything. Then who am I? Or what can I be? Feel the oneness by the virtue of being everything. Feel the oneness. And it might take you into a deeper silence or an expansion or just simply okayness that you didn't feel before. At this time, we just stay in that feeling of oneness, or feeling that, yes, I cannot be anything else, because it is all that is. If in any case the mind rises, again, bring the attention to where the unity was felt in the silence. In that silence, we realize there is absolutely no separation. It cannot be, even if we want to, because since God is everything, not a thing that God is not. Because of this, we are that. Now slowly you can open your eyes if you wish to. Now for those of us that have not done this often enough, or they're new to it, or they haven't done it for a while, I am sure that now we have a different perspective on God being omnipresent. Because normally, the society, the religious people, the spiritual people, to some extent, not all of them, say God is omnipresent. Oh, how fantastic this is. And they go around and tell somebody else God is omnipresent, and that person goes and gives a lecture on God being omnipresent. But what good is it if you cannot experience your oneness with that which is all? And this meditation gives us a chance, at least for a moment, agree with the fact that we cannot be separate entity. And the separate entity is just an ego that was built and believed that it's separated. It never was. So some of us do more this meditation than other meditation, but all of them takes us to the unity of peace and silence. And the world needs it. We need it. Our family needs it. Now we can open it to if there is any question or if there is any sharing or experience you would like to share. And if some of you want to keep quiet, that's fine too. Okay, fine, Ajahn, you can take over.
Thank you so much, Sat. It was the best omnipresent meditation ever I had. I don't know why my heart from the beginning started racing, going very interesting feeling. And I'm just sitting. There was no reason for the heart to act like that. And it was so peaceful. It was so beautiful. Thank you for guiding us. And if there is any question, don't lose this opportunity. Ask your questions. And if there is any sharing, please feel free to share if you feel like sharing.
Hi, I'm Seth. This is Saranya. I would like to share. Thank you so much, Seth. The technique, the meditation that you teach, it brings me more and more closer to God, and I could really feel it.
Yeah.
Especially after like Baba left his physical form, I was missing darshan a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like every year, like I would go there, and like I was missing that a lot. But for past few weeks, whenever I do the meditations that you teach, that gives me that the happiness that I get out of Baba's darshan, the silence, the peace, and everything.
Thank you,
sir. I could feel that, like, everything that is surrounded is, yeah, God, and I could feel that oneness, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so glad to see that through your devotion, you experienced it very easily. Yeah, it is. It's, once you find it within yourself, no one can take it away.
Thank you, Palam. This is Nilu Fat. Like Fano said, this was the best omnipresent meditation I ever experienced. And I have a question. I remember a long, long time ago when you first introduced this meditation. Did this if someone needed healing or had a problem? And then at some point you said, I mean, I don't want to quote you, but you said something like, just do it the way you just did it. So can you explain on that if you have someone in mind that you have concern for?
Well, the right way of doing it is, since God is omnipresent, when you touch the oneness and the person that needs your help are also touch the oneness through you. So, but if sometimes, if you are really good at what you are doing with the omnipresent meditation, you can say afterwards, someone that you're concerned with, since God is omnipresent, after you find your own unity, you can say then, what can he be? What can she be? And then in that, you also eliminate their problem and go to the source. But I think it's enough if you do it for yourself, and that would really reach once you do the contact. Sometimes when people do it for other people, they lose the sight of it. The concern comes in, and you don't want that. You just want to go for yourself. And that is just as potent as any other way. Yeah, we each of us have seen that at times this meditation, when it's done, and if someone is in your thinking about you, they do get healings. They do feel it. If something happens that gives them a physical or mental healing.
Hi, Salam. It's me, your little flower. I know, understood something about omnipresence that I hadn't really clicked for me before, from a project that Radha and I were working on, where you say to put the concentration on the infiniteness of the formless versus well, if he's omnipresent, then my neighbor is omnipresent, but the tree outside is omnipresent. And that really just clicked in a whole different way for me, because I realized that even if it's all different forms, still it's limiting in the form, but if it's the infiniteness of the formless, that really took it for me to a whole other way.
Yeah. A lot of people made this mistake. When they concentrated on omnipresent, they said, well, this is like an omnipresent. It's a waste of, it's a gymnastic of the mind. Omnipresent, when you say, is infinite. It takes you to a arena that the consciousness has no end to it. And all of that, of course, is in it, but you don't have to name it, you know. For me, always the most effective when I do the omnipresent meditation is I almost go beyond the form when I say, since God is omnipresent, I just see infinity. I just see, it takes me beyond the world almost. So it's much better to concentrate on the unlimitedness of it. We don't need to concentrate on the drawing on the canvas.
Thank you, Glenn. That was so huge.
Yeah, although it is, the whole drawing is that too, but we don't need to take it to meditation.
I answered, this is Kumuj.
Yes?
You just answered my question. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I've been practicing, try not to focus on form, and I experienced that today, and then in the middle of it, somehow I lost it again, and the thought came where I felt like I was leaving behind my kids, my boys, and I saw Baba's hand saying, don't worry, I'll take care of everybody, you know, just keep going, just keep going. And I felt like I was merging into the infinite, and I did not see any form, and I experienced that for the first time today.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's wonderful, Kumud. And the irony of it is, Kumud, that now you're not only you don't lose your children, but you affect them in a most inspiring, most miraculous way without even saying anything or doing anything. It affects not only your family but your surrounding. And I think the highest devotion, as the saints and sages say, is that unity. That unity. And I'm so glad that Baba came and encouraged you to not be afraid. You see, that's the thought that keeps us from really releasing ourselves. And you had the bravery to know that nothing happens and yet everything good happens through it.
Thank you.
Sajjan, this is Gopi. I have a question, and I also I'd like to share my experience. Every time, either with omnipresent meditation or are you with me or any other techniques that first I try to go to silence, I go with your image in that silence. That's the only way that can take me to a deep silence. It's amazing. It's amazing the experience of that oneness. First of all, meditating with your voice and you guiding is always amazing.
As long as the form that you love takes you to this expansive silence and unity, then you can use it. That's why we call it devotion. But every meditation, every road to realization, eventually you lose your form. You lose your guru's form. You lose all the form. When I say lose, devotion and the form doesn't go anywhere. But I don't know if you guys can understand this. Anybody that is realized, I'm not talking to avatars, but those humans that were realized, they still had a tremendous love for their guru and the ones that took them there. But at the same time, you have to understand that the ultimate truth is just expansive and silence and peace and unity. So whatever helps you to get to that, whether it's love or wisdom or just the technique that we did, is the goal.
Thank you, Sachuna. I love you so much. But I want to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Anybody else? We have 3 minutes. If anybody has any sharing or questions? Did everyone felt after you got the base ready by your silence, and then you said, since God is everything or omnipresent, right after you said, and what can I be? Those of you that haven't shared, did you feel like, oh my gosh, this is who I am. I can't be anything else. And that took you into an expansive silence.
This is Cabby. Yeah, that's what happened for me. I felt this bigness inside this, I don't know, this, I do know, that same feeling, that amazing feeling that kind of comes from you, inside of you, and it's just peaceful and it's beautiful. But then I just felt myself dissolve into it. I just sat in this, in a way that was just amazing.
Yeah. Like Kumud was saying, or Serenia. You do dissolve in it. What gets dissolved in it is all the unpleasant things that we thought we were, but we are not going anywhere. We're still human in the body, but the pain and the heaviness that was not necessary to be carried, they get uncarried.
But I just wanted to say that everything that has to do with you is a miracle. I am just so grateful when I recognize that more and more every day. You're really a miracle. You really, really, really are. And so everything you touch is a miracle. I'm so thankful.
Merci.
Sachin, this is Niloufar. I just have to add one more thing. Like Serenia and Kumud were talking about that they experienced Baba in some way. I felt this very sacred space, very sacred. That's the best I can explain it. As sacred as my heart was just exploding. Mm-hmm. That's how far it went for me. It went somewhere that was nothing but sacred.
Yeah, it is sacred.
Well, now we have choice, everybody. We have a home now that we didn't know before. Some of you know it for 10 years, some 12 years, some few months, some few years. But the life doesn't change that much because it's always changing. I mean, we can't say that it will look this way and that way. Normally it gets better, but you can't go by that expectation. But one thing is for sure, once we learn how to go home into silence and we find interest in that unity and union and the love and all of that, our life is already changed. Our life is never like before anymore. And you all can testify to that. Now, like Little Flower was saying, now we have choices, she said it some time ago. And if we don't choose, it's completely fine. We cannot condemn ourselves because probably we weren't ready. But at least we know we have it in our back pocket to feel the unity, to feel that immense okayness. Anyway, guys, thank you for getting together. The satsangs are very priceless. And have a good evening.